Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through June 30th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. You have to scroll past the podcast episode list to find the podcast calendar. This edition of Get Engaged is a little longer, but that's because it is our last podcast until August, but it's longer by just a minute or so. I want to give our staff at CAN a month for wellness and rejuvenation. We hope that you have a chance to do just that this summer too at some point. We'll start this week's podcast by highlighting opportunities to provide public input. And there's a bunch. We're all trying to get out ahead of the July lull, I suppose. On Tuesday, June 21st at 7 p.m., there's a public meeting regarding the Montopolis Pool renovation project. You can participate via Zoom or in person. Hear about and share your thoughts on early design ideas and timelines. On Wednesday, June 22nd, CAP Metro hosts a community discussion on plans for Project Connect subway stations. Hear about and discuss community needs, tunnel technology, accessibility, and safety features. On Thursday, June 23rd at 11 a.m., Central Health hosts a community conversation on their recently adopted health equity plan at the Southeast Health and Wellness Center. This session is specifically for patients and community members. Spanish translation will be available. And regarding our drinking water supply, Austin Water hosts an information session and public input opportunity on Wednesday, June 22nd, regarding the Water Forward Plan, which is a water resource plan for the future. On Friday, June 24th at 10:30 a.m., there will be a Hancock TOD design charrette. And TOD means transit-oriented development. The Hancock Shopping Center lies at the intersection of plans for Metro Rail and the I-35 Cap and Stitch project. What should the plans for redeveloping this Todd district look like? The design session includes presentations from Austin Transit Partnership and TxDOT. There will be a town hall on public safety to discuss matters involving people with disabilities and policing. That will take place on June 25th at 10 a.m. and it will take place both virtually and in person. The Office of Police Oversight, the Mayor's Office, the Mayor's Committee for People with Disabilities, and the City's Equity Office invite you to take part in a conversation amplifying the voices of people with disabilities and their unique experiences with policing in Austin. On June 25th at 9 a.m., the Equity Action Team that is convened monthly by the City of Austin Equity Office will hold its June meeting in person at Roy Guerrero Park. Summer is upon us and the several summer solstice celebrations will be in the offering. I only mention a couple, so refer to the podcast for others. The first is organized by Tree Folks on Tuesday, June 21st at Better Half Coffee. And another celebration is hosted by Solar Austin on Friday, June 24th at Veracruz All Natural. On last week's podcast, we highlighted a good number of LGBTQIA+ Pride Month related activities. I won't repeat some of those same events, but will mention a couple of things I was not able to highlight last week. On Tuesday, June 21st, the group Brave Communities hosts I Am Brave, a community conversation that will feature local queer storytellers who will be sharing their voices about book bans, destigmatizing mental health, advocating for LGBTQIA+ rights, and how to be an ally. And on Sunday, June 26th at noon, the Peace Park Conservancy hosts a Pride picnic at, you guessed it, Peace Park. We'll switch the focus over to economic opportunity for our community. Workforce Solutions holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. There will be a career training orientation for healthcare on Monday, June 20th. A career training orientation for information technology on Wednesday, June 22nd. And a career training orientation for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades on Friday, June 24th. For those who may be in job search mode, there are quite a few virtual job fairs this coming week. On Tuesday, June 21st, there is a virtual fair with diversity and inclusion friendly employers. On Friday, June 24th, there is a virtual job fair for tech careers. And on June 30th, there is a virtual job fair for veterans. There are also several virtual job fairs for jobs in Round Rock, specifically one for health careers on June 22nd, one for veterans on June 28th, and another for miscellaneous job opportunities on June 27th. There is such a thing as an in-person job fair, and one of those takes place in Round Rock on June 23rd at the Workforce Solutions Rural Capital Area Center in Williamson County. That in-person job fair is focused on veteran opportunities as well as summer job opportunities. The Goodwill Launchpad Club meets Fridays at 9:30 a.m. to support individuals seeking help to kick off their job search. So that's something to consider if you're looking for work these days. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We will highlight a few of these upcoming markets, but check the calendar for a full list. Of course, we have the two recurring farmers markets hosted by Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center. The Texas Farmers Market sets up at Mueller on Sunday mornings. And the SoCo Farmers and Makers Market is always an option week to week on South Congress, of course. In terms of artisan markets this week, the Austin Flea is at Still Austin on Saturday, June 25th for their Pride Party and Market. And the Austin Flea is at Meanwhile Brewing on Sunday, June 26th. On Saturday, the 25th, you can go support the North Loop Pop-Up Market. And the next day, Sunday, June 26th, there is an Eastside Pop-Up Market at Central Machine Works and the Uncommon Flea at Uncommon Objects, which is their monthly artisan market. Now for our fun and free feature for this week, we'll be mentioning two events. The first is on June 26th, and it's called Cars and Coffee at Circuit of the Americas, which is a free event for spectators on select Sundays this summer. Car show features classics, race cars, exotics, hot rods, muscle cars, tuners, off-roaders, JDM, alternative energy, you name it. The other fun and free feature is the Northwest Sewing Center's 40th anniversary that takes place on June 25th at 10 a.m. This is a great milestone for one of Austin's legacy businesses that is located on Burnett Road. They will be offering some great product deals, machine deals, and door prizes. Plus, one lucky winner will win the grand prize Dime Mega Giveaway, a $3,200 value. I'll end the podcast by highlighting activities relating to this year's Austin Asian American Film Festival that takes place from June 23rd to June 26th. This is the 14th edition of the festival that will be presented at local indie art house theater, AFS, Austin Film Studios, or Austin Film Society's cinema. It features independent films from the Asian and Asian American diaspora with fun activities and many filmmakers in attendance. The Austin Asian American Film Festival produces programs that tell Asian and Asian American stories through film, educates about Asian American and Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander issues, and builds community through partnerships with creatives and other organizations. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.